Hello, and welcome to Nothing Ever Happens in Canada. But we know this is simply not true. This is a Canadian podcast about the myths, legends, and just good old stories Canada has to tell. I'm Canadian Girl. Thanks so much for stopping by today, so I can let you know what you're going to need and where we're off to this time. And I'm pretty sure you're not going to want to miss this adventure. But first, a little business stuff. If you're loving these adventures, please let me know by leaving a review or a comment on the app you're listening on if you can. On iTunes, Stitcher, Podchaser.com, or on the CastBox app, which I am actively on and will reply back. Please reach out if you have questions or comments. I'd love to hear which adventure has been your favorite this year, as we are almost coming up on our 2-year anniversary here on the channel. And most importantly, make sure you hit that subscribe button and join the crew today so you don't miss out on any of the exciting adventures we have coming up for Season 3. Just like this last week, we released 2 bonus episodes here on the channel. That way, if you hit that subscribe button, you'll never miss out on a good old Canadian adventure. These amazing gestures from you allow us to move around on the podcast charts so we can meet even more awesome listeners to join the crew. Hit that subscribe button today and please, please leave a kind review. If you are one of the lovely adventurers who has done this already, I can't thank you all enough. Have you been to the Nothing Canada souvenir shop? Here you can grab t-shirts, towels, stickers, magnets, and so much more, all with your favorite Canadian Girl adventure to choose from. Show off the love for the women in your life who work hard for what they want, no matter what anyone says to them, with the Women in Writing souvenir collection. Maybe you are an adventurer at heart. Grab some Mystery Mountain gear to take on your next big trek. Are you the UFO type? Don't worry, the Yukon UFO gear has maybe got just what you're looking for. Head on over to the Nothing Canada souvenir shop today and grab your favorite adventure gear. The link can always be found in the show notes below or at nothingcanada.com. The final way to help support the show is by donation. All donations made to the channel help improve the quality of this show, not only for you, but for everyone else too. Your donations allow me to maintain hosting fees like nothingcanada.com, where you guys have access to everything Nothing Ever Happened in Canada has to offer, like show notes featuring videos, photos, and more to go along with each episode, links to the souvenir shop, blogs, and so much more. Your donations also help me to purchase new books, buy access to online journals so I can do so much more research and find out what's really going on out there in Canada, and most importantly, towards equipment upgrades so we can keep this show sounding its best for you. The links to make a donation to our PayPal account can be found in the links below, or as always, the PayPal button can be found at the very top right of nothingcanada.com. Good job, team. We made it through all that business stuff. Now let's head on out of this world, and I mean for real. But first, a couple podcast recommendations. From my Spooky Pod Squad team.
A fact is something unchanging and can be verified. Opinion, on the other hand, is subjective and a person's point of view. History contains not only facts, but opinions to fill in the gaps, and it's these interpretations that feed urban legends. My name is Brenda, and I'm the host of Horrifying History, where you will hear about the unexplained, paranormal, and supernatural happenings that has stained the pages of history. Join us to hear these tales, and you can make up your own minds about what really happened in history. You can find us on any major podcast provider and on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter to join our conversation.
This next podcast is from our Straight Up Strange family, and we've also added a ton of really cool new merchandise. So do head over to straightupstrange.com today and check out all the high strangeness going on. And this is one of our latest new shows to join the network.
But as they moved towards us, they grew in height and slenderized and became distorted.
And then all of a sudden I happened to look up and I saw this giant, like 8-foot hairy creature just run across the road.
She was claiming a man was talking to her through the sound machine.
As it walked like an ape, but human though, too, also. I swear it had to stand about maybe 7 feet, 7.5 feet.
Hey everybody, I'm Steven.
And I'm Kyle.
And we're your hosts of the Hollow Sky Podcast, a show where we dive into the world of the paranormal and we feature your encounters.
You can catch us every Monday on your favorite podcast listening platform and check us out at every social media at Hollow Sky Podcast.
So let's get weird.
You can find both of these amazing podcasts on most of your podcast apps. If you can't, I will, of course, include links to both down below. So where are we off to next that's so out of this world? How about outer space? That's right, we are boarding our very own podcast spaceship that we are going to call the SS Maple Syrup. You know you've always wanted to be an astronaut, and it turns out so did a lot of other fellow Canadians. Canadians have been trying to figure out what's going on up there ever since they first saw the amazing colored lights in the northern skies. Trying to figure out where those amazing lights we know today as the northern lights were coming from. As science advanced, so did our curiosity. Canadians began creating and inventing. We would invent the lunar module who landed on the moon that famous day in 1969. Not only did we invent the module, but we were also responsible for the very first thing to touch down that day on the moon's surface. But I'm not going to tell you what that was right now. You'll have to come back on the trip with us to find out. We are also responsible for the huge space arms known as the Canada Arm 1 and 2, and soon to be 3. They are used by the International Space Station and almost every mission since its invention. We also have some very cool astronauts who have accomplished some pretty amazing firsts. Don't miss the SS Maple Syrup taking off next Sunday and heading straight out of this world to see what all these Canadians have been up to in outer space. I'm Canadian Girl. Until next time, my friends.
This podcast is a part of Straight Up Strange Productions. Discover more shows like this one at straightupstrange.com.
You guys, who are always here to the very end, are the out of this world friends we all need. I hope you have a chance to get out and enjoy something you haven't been able to since this world shut down. Just remember to stay safe when you do. I'm Canadian Girl.